The 7th Annual Help a Child event will be taking place Saturday at the Bartley Auction Complex. Events include an antique tractor pull and show, a chili cook-off, a brisket cook-off, and a hot rod tractor pull. Event volunteer Jim Wright and County Commissioner Wade Bartley discuss the event on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Friday morning. Wade Bartley speaks first.
4 miles south of Interstate 30.
Okay.
And there'll be plenty of signs there to direct people where to park. And so they can come in and view the antique tractor pull. It starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
There'll be a lot of the brisket contestants and chili contestants will be setting up tonight. They'll be there already on site cooking tomorrow morning early. And then, of course, the antique tractor starts at 9. And then we'll be serving chili at 11:30. And that's $5, all you can eat, home cooked chili, plus Dutch oven peach cobbler.
And those are your friends that come over here and do that?
Actually, that's my cousin.
Okay.
My cousin Wayne Bartley, who is the executive director of the children's home that we help sponsor.
Okay.
The Southern Christian Home for Children, which is in Morrilton, Arkansas.
And of course, that's what this event is all about, Help a Child benefit.
That's right. We started kicking the idea around for trying to help some kids. We came up with three organizations we felt like we would like to help. And Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children is one.
Okay.
That's in Dallas. And then the Northeast Texas Child Advocacy Center, which is headquartered in Winsboro. And then the Southern Christian Home for Children in Morrilton, Arkansas.
Okay. Well, Jim Wright, things that benefit children, especially those who are in need, is something that's close to your heart.
Yes, ma'am. Sure is.
Is that how you got started helping Wade with this?
Well, I've known Wade for a long time, and I guess I missed the very first one that Wade did, and then after that, from the second one on, I've been with him helping every year.
It has really grown, hasn't it?
It really has, yeah.
It's become a very large annual event. And you'll be out on the grounds doing whatever as the day goes through?
Whatever needs to be done,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'll find you around, too, here and there. And you have other volunteers and helpers.
We have many volunteers.
Okay.
A lot of them come from our Masonic lodges that are located in District 7. And that's the Sulphur Bluff Lodge, Sulphur Springs Lodge, the lodge in Cooper, Texas, and then one in Cumbie, Texas.
Okay.
So there's members from all four lodges that come in, and they help with a lot of volunteer work. I've got volunteers from our church. Just individuals that want to help after they found out what we're doing. They're offering their time. They're offering their money. And it's fantastic. I mean, it's just, it's really heartwarming to know that all these people will come together and help.
Well, through the help of everybody last year, I know you presented a check, or you divide your proceeds among your charities.
Correct.
And what
last year wasn't our best year. It turned cold that day, and our attendance was down. But we did donate close to $24,000 last year. And the year before, it was close to $40,000.
Oh, I see.
But overall, since we've started, it's been about $100,000 to $115,000 that we've been able to donate.
KSST News.